First parak of Avos. Eighth Mishnah. Yehuda ben Tavi v'shimim ben Shetach kilu mehem. Yehuda ben Tavi oimer. Al tas atzmacha ka'ochi adayonim. Do not make yourself like a lawyer. Don't get involved in cases and try to be masada somebody's side. It's also, this is talking about in the Din Torah, but it's talking about life in general. Oirech Din, a lawyer, his goal in life is to make all the facts fit into his case. Don't live life like a lawyer, because half of the time at least you're going to be wrong. Very often the way to approach it is not the way your preconceived notions are. It's good to have a Rav or some Yerushalayim giving you guidance. Or at least see the second side. So you, Balak Dinim Amdil Fanecho, you, Benech Gershoim, if you are a dayan, a judge, then when the two litigants are standing in front of you, initially look at them both equally, equal status, both of them are showing, because they did not yet do the halacha. We're not sure which is the right one. The fact that they accept the judgment of the Bezdin, they're both tzaddikim now, whether the one who did owes them money or doesn't owe them money. And the truth is, this important thing also, a person who goes to Din Torah, one person gets the money and the other person loses the money. Human nature very often is automatically the one who lost the money to say it must be either that they made a mistake or they got sheichad. And they can't accept the fact that maybe Allah is not like them. So the Chofetz Chaim says two things. Number one is accept the fact that maybe you are wrong. It can be. It's possible that the other side is halakhically correct, even though you don't go with that. Number two is, even if you are right, this is part of the Hashgacha HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to go through this tsar of losing some money. And as some great tzaddikim said, the cheapest yisurim are monetary ones.